Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Relationship rehab. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, this is Relationship Rehab, where you can call us in, and we are looking for your advice to help out somebody. Today's somebody is Lena. She's written us an email. She says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, love your show, and I'm hoping you can help out a young, independent girl like me. I'm 25 years old, I have a good job, and I pay my bills on time. All in all, I feel like I've been pretty successful at my young age. The only problem is I seem to have very bad taste in men. Most of my exes are crazy. One even stalked me for a bit. After that, I decided enough was enough, and I decided to work on me for a while, working on my career and learning to be in charge of my own life. Sounds like a positive choice, right? Well, not to my biatch of a mother.
Oh, my.
I used to talk to her once a day, almost every day, and now I can't stand being around her. That's because whenever we talk, all she does is drag up my exes and all my mistakes. It's like, oh, honey, remember Pete? He was so nice. Why aren't you two together anymore? Then I have to tell her why, and she acts really judgmental and says that I only make bad choices. I want to have a good relationship with my mom, but why can't she talk about the good things I've done in my life rather than judging up all the nonsense? It seems like she focuses on the negative. Do you have any advice? Because I don't think I can take it anymore." Maybe some of your listeners are going through this right now with some of their parents. So you got a mom or a dad that seems to be a negative Nancy. You know those people in your life that are, I call them, they're like power drainers. They just drain the power from you. As the more you're around somebody.
You get very tired after hanging out with them for
always,
an hour.
Always, you know, this is negative and that's negative. And it just, it's a toll, really. But if it's your mom, you know, I try to cut those people out of my life. But obviously you can't cut your mom out of your life. So what would you do here, Krista, for you? What do you think? Lena's obviously listening. Her mom is bringing up the bad stuff always.
Well, I would definitely sit down with my mom and tell her, like, listen, this is my vision right now for my life. This is the path that I'm going on. My career is important to me. I'm learning more about myself, obviously, and she's actually seems to be happier about her life right now versus her relationships. But her mom just needs to back off a bit because, again, she's being negative and she's bringing her down. And maybe that's not her focus right now as men.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's it's crazy, really, because when you deal with somebody that's always negative, especially when you think you're doing good, she seems like all the other parts of her life are going well. It is hard. Let's get to Scott this morning. What's up, Scott?
How's it going, Marco and Krista?
Hey, good. So what do you think here? Lena is doing pretty good in her life, but all her mom does is focus on the negative. Should she say something? And if she does, how would you bring it up?
Yeah, you know, I think she should say something. I mean, it's her mother. I like the fact that she's focusing on herself, but I think she needs to have, like, a super honest conversation with her mom just about how her mother is behaving and how it makes her feel. Yeah. And then I guess if it doesn't work out and if her mom is not being sensitive to that issue, I guess maybe just trying to take a step back and finding that support in other ways through friends and other family. Yeah.
It's tough because when your mom, obviously you're going to be with your mom forever. And when they're the negative one, it's hard to separate that, you know what I mean? Like to get them out of your life because they're always in your life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. That's why I'm like, I hope she kind of tries to find that support in other ways. If it doesn't work with her mom, you know, maybe through a friend or like a therapist or something, because it's great that she's working on herself. I think that she has to continue to do that.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, to find happiness later on.
Maybe her mom needs the therapy more than she does.
You know? Maybe. All right. Hey, thanks for calling us, Scott. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Take care. 321-0931. Let's get to a female's perspective here. And Jennifer, what's up, Jennifer?
Hey, I'm going through the same thing. I've been going through the same thing with my mom for years. I just learned over the years that, you know what? People are going to be who they are. You can't change who they are. You just got to learn how to try to accept who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom is a total B. I mean, I love the woman, but I can't stand her. I mean, me and her fight like every single day. My dad has to get into the arguments and everything just to kind of keep us from going really hard at each other. But I just learned that just do you.
Yeah.
Just keep focusing on you because sooner or later they'll realize what they have done.
Right.
You have done nothing wrong in your life, but make yourself better.
Have you found out that since you don't have a great relationship with your mom like that, that you just don't tell her those things anymore and you just try to do other stuff, or do you still?
I do. Yeah. I do. I don't tell my mom nothing. I mean, for a long time, she used to be in my financial business, and now she asks me every year, and I'd be like, you know what? That's none of your concern, because you don't help me out. All you do is put me down and everything else, so why should I sit there and tell you what's going on in my life when you don't even care about it? Yeah. All you care about is the negative. You don't care about no positive.
Yeah. Your mama obviously has the problem within herself.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's within her. It's within herself, yeah. And from what I was hearing from her mom, about her mom, it's with her mom's self.
Right.
It's not her. She's doing everything that she's supposed to do. She's focusing on herself. Yes, she made the bad decisions with men. Trust me, I made the bad decisions with men. I can't even count on fucking one hand. Oh. I can't even count on one hand how many relationships. But I mean, I just learned that, you know, as long as you do you and focus on you, people will come around. And if they don't come around, then you know what? Don't cry over it. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. Well, that's good advice. She's actually listening right now, and it's good to hear from somebody that's going through it. Yeah. So thanks for calling
us.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's get to Becky. Hey, Becky, what's up?
Hi, I'm actually going through the same problem with my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
This is good. Well, so this is happening all over. So what advice do you have for Lena? How are you handling it?
I talked to my mom, and it didn't work in my favor at all.
Really?
We fight every day.
Yeah. So you said, hey, you're being negative, and I'd like you to stop, but she just couldn't help herself.
Yep, and I've come to realize that I'm not the problem, she is.
Right.
And when the other listener said that maybe they're the one that needs counseling, I completely agree with that. Mm.
Yeah. But at least, was it a difficult conversation to have with your mom to tell her to back up off of all the negative?
It was, absolutely.
Yeah. And then you did all that work, and it still didn't work, so...
Correct, because she's all I have, you know. It's just my daughter and I, my dad passed away.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Well, Rebecca, you know I love you, girl. You're doing great.
I love you, too.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
It's good for Lena to hear. Thank you for calling. Teresa this morning. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Yeah, so what do you think? Lena's in a predicament here with her mom because her mom always sees the bad and focuses on the negative. Do you think she should say something to her? Do you think she should just let it go and stop talking to her? What would you do?
I think she should... Like, every time her mom says something negative, she should say something positive. Like, oh, but my career is right on track. Or I'm on top of all of my credit cards.
Right.
And, like, just, like, turn it around on her.
All right.
And just speak a little louder so mom really hears what you have to say.
So every time her mom has something negative, she forces a positive, and so that her mom will finally realize that, hey, yeah, there are some things that maybe need work, but there's a lot of other stuff that's good there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you ever had to do that with your mom?
No. I mean, communication is pretty much the only thing you can do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when your mom is, or that person's negative, it's a lot harder to steer through it because it's a difficult conversation to have anyway. But then when somebody's always got a negative vibe on you, it's tough. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling us. That's great. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. See you later. Let's get to Chelsea this morning. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey.
Hi.
So what do you think in this situation here? Her mom is always negative, and she can't see the positive, and now Lena wants to know what she should do.
I think that she should just let what she's doing good with her life show for herself. My mom is the exact same way. She always has to talk about the negatives in life and the things that you've done bad and never the things you've done good. So
right.
I kind of just have to, like, stop communicating with her and telling her what's going on so she doesn't know anything bad and only knows what's good.
Yeah,
I would probably do that too.
So you control,
I would just cut it off. Yeah,
you control the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can only. I mean, I've sat down with my mom a million times and had a conversation with her about her negativity, and it's just the same thing every day. Like, you can't change people who are stuck in their ways.
Yeah. It's like they're bitter. You know, it's like me talking about my dad. You know, with my mom and nothing. You know, it was all kind of bitter. So I just stopped talking about my dad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I had to learn to just, like, even though I love my mom to death and wish I had a good relationship with her, I kind of just had to, like, let it be and move on and just focus on myself because I can't keep wishing that things could change.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what Lena's doing, and that's smart. I mean, it sucks because you want to have a good relationship with your mom, but you realize it's out of your control.
It does suck, but when you get someone who's toxic out of your life, you feel a lot better.
Yeah, amen on that, man. Amen on that.
Thank you,
girl. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Let's get to Autumn real quick. Hey, Autumn.
Hi.
So what do you think here? Lena is looking for some help. Her mom is a negative Nancy. She can't do anything right in her eyes, even though a lot of stuff she's doing is good.
I actually have a different opinion. I think that usually when our parents get upset with us or it sounds like what her mom's doing, it's probably more her upset with herself and the choices she's made.
The mom, you mean?
Yes.
Right.
So she's probably seeing, I don't have any children, but I think if you were to see the same flaws in someone else, it would probably trigger some things for you.
Right.
So I think that rather than just cutting off communication or, you know, putting it all on, obviously that doesn't sound like the mom seemed very pleasant to Lena, but rather than putting it all on her, maybe changing the perspective of what you're going to get back if you share with her.
Right.
Because I've had a tough relationship with my dad, and we've been working on it, and it took him about 10 years until he started hearing what I was saying, and so the other person really has to be ready for it, just like with any other relationship. But what's helped me is when I do share with him, I expect, you know, kind of go in hoping for the best but expecting the worst, so yeah. You're not
disappointed. Yeah, exactly. That's great advice. She's listening right now, so that's going to help out. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
thank
take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
So get to one more. Let's get to John. Hey, John, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, so what do you think here? If your mom or dad is always negative, do you still include them, or do you start cutting them off? What would you do?
Well, I'm going to defend parents, but my mom personally is a little racist, and I have a mixed child, so I haven't talked to her in 6 years.
Yes.
But I think that if your parents are being hard on you, they're the only ones that are, you know, that you have in your life to be hard on you, to make you, you know, who else is going to be hard on you and tell you what to do? And
right. What you're saying is
always going to be trying to tell you the right things to do. I mean,
yeah.
Like these kids nowadays, you know, they feel like their parents can't say nothing to them. And I just think that if your parents actually saying stuff to you, then that probably shows that they care.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yes. A lot of times you don't want to hear the bad stuff, but your parents sometimes are the only ones that can do it. So.
Yeah, because who's going to tell you? Yeah. Who else is going
to
tell you?
I know.
Exactly.
And you're lucky
at school
to have,
or your best friend or something? No, because they're not going to tell you because they're not going to want to, you know, upset you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, that's a really good point. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. Always love hearing the other side because that is a good argument. Hi, Melanie. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
So what do you think here in this situation? Do you think Lena should just bite her tongue or should she say something to her mom? Should she just not tell her? What would you do?
Well, see, I'm in a similar situation too, but with my dad. I lost my mom about 10 years ago, and I was always really close to my dad, and it just seems like everything has gone downhill, and he tries to control everything in my life, and he doesn't want to listen to anything I say. So, and he is always negative. Him and my stepmom are always negative about everything, always listening to in the bad and everything.
Yeah.
He wasn't like that before when your mom was alive?
Yes. He's always bad-mouthing her. And even after she's passed away, he bad-mouths her. And I think that is like the lowest thing you can do. She's not around.
Yeah. No, that's definitely something I would say that he's got an issue within himself that he just feels that he needs to put that on you. So you just need to learn how to shelter that away, choose what to listen to and what not to, because I've had someone like that in my life too, and it doesn't do any good.
Yeah, well, she's listening right now. She's going to use your advice, so we appreciate you
calling.
Thank
you.
Yeah, I think what we've learned here is that it's the other person's problem, not really your problem. And then, you can't change somebody.
This is my life. Too bad if you don't like it. Move along.
Exactly. So, Marco and Krista, it's 93.1 Jam.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista, and now's a time to feel very good about yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back because you are doing this whole life thing correctly.
I am.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because At least you're not. The 33-year-old woman in Youngstown, Ohio, named Helen Solinger. Krista?
Yes.
Oh, Helen works as a stripper.
Oh.
And while she was at work Monday night, she got a babysitter to be in charge of her kids, which is good. She's at least doing that. Somehow, though, the family dog got away that night, and the babysitter had to call Helen while she was on the pole. She was not happy because she was making bank. She had to leave the club and not make bank. So what did she do? Like any normal parent, she actually got in the babysitter's face and pistol whipped her.
Really?
Now, we don't know how old the babysitter is, but we do know that she had to call her mom to come pick her up after she got pistol whipped. So I don't know how you explain that to your mom, but whatever.
Mom!
Helen was arrested for assault, aggravated menacing, possession of criminal tools, and oh, by the way, at some point during all the chaos with the cops and everything, the dog just came home anyway.
Oh, good, good.
So the dog is fine.
I was worried. Now the dog's going to have to go get on the pole.
Yeah, make some money for the family. Old Helen's going to be in jail for a while.
Get Helen out of jail. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Feel good about yourself because at least you're not. A 49-year-old guy named George Kramer, he went to a public library right here in Racine, Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen.
Good, next to Six Flags.
Mm-hmm. Now, what old George did was rent The Bodyguard. I didn't know you could rent movies from the library, but apparently
you can.
Mm-hmm. He brought his laptop down, and he started watching The Bodyguard. You know, with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner.
I love that movie.
All was well until the librarian spotted his third beer he was on. He cracked open some beers, put them on the old table, and watched it in the library. Now, of course, you can't do that, so he got a strong reprimand from the librarian.
Oh, jeez.
And he got so mad, he stormed out with the DVD and said, well, I'll just take this then. He got on his bike, his not motorbike, just a regular bike, and started pedaling his little rear end off. But it was not enough for the cops. They caught him about 100 yards away. He also fell off of the bike. The DVD fell out of his jacket, so he was trying to say he was just riding and didn't know why they were stopping him.
Why didn't he use his basket?
Well,
on
he should have.
Bike?
He also got a DUI for riding a bike, which is even more embarrassing. So, man, that's not great. Feel good about yourself because at least you're not. The inmates at the prison in Marion, Ohio, now they got to take part in a program a few years ago where they learned a skill by taking apart electronics that were going to be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
They got so good at it, they managed to steal a bunch of parts. Imagine that, guys in prison. What they did is cobble them all together to build two computers. And they used those computers to message people, watch porn, apply for credit cards, research tax fraud, and homemade drugs. So prison guards finally found the computer after 3 years of them having this. And it's so crazy because they were actually able to sneak all the parts into their cells, build the computers. They had to run Cat 5 cables through the ceiling tiles and all the way to the prison's office to get internet.
Wow, these are like IT masters.
They all did all that.
Yeah.
So they got caught, though. So at least there is that. No more porn watching in cell block 3. So
maybe they should head on over to 4.
Maybe they probably have a whole setup over there, too.
Probably.
Feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 33-year-old aspiring rapper in Australia named Terry Peck. He goes by the name Tupac.
Oh, not, how clever.
Not Tupac, but Tupac.
Yeah, no, right.
That's even more lame. We should probably just go by Terry. Anyway,
Terry.
He's got some expensive rapper taste. He went to an upscale seafood restaurant in Brisbane, Australia, and he bought... Well, he ran up a $466 bill. He ate 2 lobsters, some baby octopus, 6 oysters, 4 beers, 15 to 20 vodka oyster shooters.
Gosh.
And he was so hammered at the end of it when the bill came, he saw the $466 and decided to jump off the patio and into the ocean and try to swim out to sea. Cops obviously used some jet skis just to go out and get him. But when they did get him, he told them he was trying to run out and help a woman who was giving birth on the beach, but no one could find such a woman.
I saw a whale, but I didn't see a woman.
He also tried to claim that he shouldn't have to pay because the food was overpriced and not that good. Anyway, he's got charges for theft, assaulting a police officer, and the restaurant also banned him for life.
Wow.
That's a good start to your rapping
career. I would not be eating all this seafood and then jumping in an ocean. I would just think I would attract all the, you know...
Yeah, the sharks.
That they're going to eat me because I ate them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
getting back at for their brethren.
That's kind of what
Yeah.
Marco and Krista mornings, 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.